Let's take a look at some audio described theatre news for you now. A summary one if you fancy heading out and about with audio descriptions. So if you're blind or partially sighted, you can join in the entertainment. Anne Hornsby joins us once again from Mind's Eye. Hello, Anne.
Hello there, Alan.
Right, so we're going to delve into three big ones today. One of these I've not heard of, but I'm going to start off with a very popular one. It's One Man, Two Governors.
This is actually three theatres working together, which I think is a great idea because they share costs and then audiences get to see the show in three different towns or cities. So it started off in Bolton and then we're audio describing it in Liverpool in July, and then it'll go up to Keswick in August. It's about one man who is a kind of servant or assistant to two different bosses. But the thing is that he mustn't let one boss find out that the other boss exists. So it's based on a farce by Carlo Goldoni called One Servant, Two Masters. And it has all those traditional elements of secrets being kept hidden from other people, of farce where you have physical comedy chasing around, things going wrong. And it has the most incredible dinner scene where Francis, who's the man, is serving his two different governors who are in two different rooms, serving soup, serving chicken, serving lamb, serving these different courses, running from one room to the other. And he is assisted in this by a couple of the catering staff or the waiters. And one of these, who plays Alfie, a doddering, stooped old man, is an absolute master of physical comedy. You can tell that he's trained with the best. So he does these falls and the audience's heart is in their mouths, but they know he won't come to any harm because he's so practiced at it. And he dodders around and he hangs off the balconies and he just does this amazing routine. And the audience sort of, they start smirking and they start tittering. And by the end of it, tears are rolling at the incredible skill of these performers and also the sheer nonsense and silliness of it all, which is perhaps something we need a bit of just at the moment.
Absolutely. It sounds fun and frantic to already describe. And when's the next performance of this one?
This one's in Liverpool at the Playhouse on the 15th of July, and then it goes up to Theatre by the Lake in Keswick on the 16th of August. So a couple of chances to catch that one.
Great stuff. Let's move on to a classic of a movie, and I'm sure a stage show as well. It's Singing in the Rain.
Da 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 da.
Are you going to run up the wall for us now?
Well, I would, but I do love this show. It's spectacular. It's epic. It uses, I can't remember how many gallons of water, all of which is recycled and reused every night. We have real showers of rain. We have dancing on and off the curbstones, up and down the lamppost. The number that everybody loves that comes just before the interval and then is reprised at the end of the show. It's the story of the birth of the talkies. So I always think this is a really good one to listen to as well. And two stars of the silent screen are then challenged by having to make a talkie movie. But the very beautiful leading lady has a really nasal, rasping, quite unpleasant voice that doesn't match her prettiness and daintiness. And so another young woman is brought in to do the voiceover. So it's a story of intrigue. It's a story of love. It's a story of friendship. And it's spectacular. It's fun. And it's a great night out.
I always think of the iconic scene. Fred Astaire, wasn't it, that did the dance in the street? And, of course, the comedy one with Morecambe and Wise when they kind of spoofed Singing in the Rain. Fantastic. When is that one, Anne?
That one's coming up on the 16th of July at Bradford, but I'm sure it'll be described at other places on tour. So do ask your theatre, your local theatre, if it doesn't appear to be being audio described, because I think to appreciate this one, although it's got a wonderful soundtrack and songs, to get the full appreciation, you probably do need the audio description.
Indeed, we'll give some contact details for yourself a little bit later. And let's finish off with Waitress. Is this another musical?
This is another musical. It's set in a diner somewhere in the South in America. And it's about three women who work as waitresses in this pie diner. One of them is called Jenna. She's pretty unhappily married. And right at the start of the show, she discovers she's having a baby with her husband. But then things get a little bit complicated because she rather falls for her gynecologist at the hospital. In the meantime, there are things going on with the other staff that she works with. So the youngest of the women has a new relationship starting, and then the older woman has a relationship starting. So there's a lot of love in the air. And it's about friendship, really. It's about how the women support each other. It's about never losing sight of your dreams and your ambitions. I've seen lots of mums come with daughters, come with aunties, come with grandmas. The men are welcome too, of course. But it is a celebration of female friendship and love. And it's got some tappy numbers in. But I think above all, it's the story that shines through in that one.
Great little selection for us there. And now, if people would like more information on the touring shows, or indeed any of the shows that you're featuring through Mind's Eye Audio Description, how do they get in touch?
The best way to check what's coming up is to go to the events page on our website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And on the events page, there's a calendar there that goes way into next year. We also regularly post on Twitter, that's at Mind's Eye Arts, and on our Facebook page, which more people are coming to now, which is great because we can update people about when touch tours are happening and very last minute changes and new shows. And that's Mind's Eye Audio Description on Facebook. And we're also on Instagram. So lots of ways to keep in touch, or just drop us an email. That's mindseyedescription@gmail.com.
Always great to chat, and we'll catch up again very soon. But thank you once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.